on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Limpopo Health says it will soon begin registering the deaths of the Easter bus accident victims. 45 Botswana were killed when the vehicle ferrying them to Moria for the annual pilgrimage plunged off a bridge near Mokopane and caught alight. Most of the passengers were burnt beyond recognition. An 8-year-old girl is the only survivor. Several of the victims were positively identified by families early on. The remains of the remaining 42 had to be subjected to DNA analysis. Health MEC Poppy Ramatuba says new specimens have been collected for 3 samples.
Following this work today, we are expecting the process of death registration. Our Home Affairs, they are already ready.
ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says the party will seek to appeal this morning's Durban High Court ruling in favour of the MK party. The court dismissed the ANC's trademark case against the party with costs. The ruling party had accused the MK of violating the Trademarks Act by using a name and logo similar to that of the ANC's disbanded MK military wing. The ruling party argued that the use of the name would lead to voter confusion in next month's elections. Speaking at a press conference earlier, Mbalula said the ANC is willing to take the matter all the way to the Constitutional Court. He says the ANC strongly disagrees with the ruling delivered by Acting Judge Nicolette Beckett.
He simply said that this matter does not belong here. It belongs to the Electoral Court, which was supposed to be there. That is something that is not a fact. It is a matter that we will challenge in terms of the appeal. And we don't intend to argue with the judge otherwise, but to take the matter further in terms of the trademark issue that we're talking about.
At the same time, ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa has dismissed suggestions the suspension of load shedding is a political strategy by the governing party ahead of next month's polls. It's been nearly a month since Eskom implemented rolling blackouts. Eskom has cited improved generation capacity, sufficient emergency reserves, and lower demand for suspended blackouts. Ramaphosa was speaking during an ANC campaign rally in Kwamashu.
Others say this is a ploy by the ANC to win the general elections. We say it's not dependent on elections that we fix the electricity issues or not. The public know that the ANC is working to make sure we fix all issues.
And 2 pub owners in Wales have been spared jail after a woman fell into their cellar, with a judge saying it was a fatal accident waiting to happen. Alwyn Collier suffered serious head injuries while trying to decorate a function room at the establishment. The owners were handed an 18-week prison sentence, suspended for a year. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 26. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.